This is the Australia Report with Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm very well, thank you. Nice to chat to you this week.
Nice to speak to you as well. Construction begins of a new Jewish community centre in Sydney.
This is a major development which, when it's completed, will basically, you know, change the face of Sydney Jewry. And so it's going to be called the Hakoa White City Development. And Hakoa is was a Jewish club set up here by people who immigrated from Austria. And there was a Hakoa Jewish football club in Vienna way back when. Immigrants came here and set up and the Hakoa football team and the Hakoa club. That club actually closed a decade ago. And now on a brand new site, the sum of $75 million has been raised to establish a Jewish community center. And JCCs are the way to go in South America, North America, and the plan is to build one here in Sydney. And so the person who's chairing this Hakoa development is a man named Stephen Lowy, and his family built up the Westfield conglomerate of shopping centers around the world. And so Stephen knows something about building and development, etc. He chairs the committee, and they have just begun construction. It's obviously going to take a good couple of years. The plan is to open it in early 2024, so we're talking 18 months ago. But the idea is for it to be the hub of the community with football fields and squash courts and swimming pools and meeting places and yoga and meeting rooms and you name it. So it's a major development for the community and will be a first for the community.
Absolutely fantastic, and what a difference it'll make to create this type of an environment. The Reverend Australian art benefactor believed to be a Nazi collaborator.
Which is basically taking up over half of the front page of today's Australian, which is one of our national newspapers. Just outside Sydney, there's a small town called Wollongong, a small town population, 300,000 or so. And it has steel works, etc. And so in the town of Wollongong, there's a major art gallery. And an art collector in the area who's turned out to be a Lithuanian art collector, has over time donated 100 paintings, and he's been honored, and there's rooms named in his honor, etc. Well, just a couple of months ago, one of the city councillors in this Wollongong area sort of said he had suspicions about this person, this art collector who's been donating all his art to the art gallery. The Sydney Jewish Museum has a very eminent historian, Professor Conrad Kuit. And this Professor Conrad Kuit was tasked to do some background research into this art collector. And in today's, I have to say, taking over half of the front page of today's Australian newspaper, it says that this art collector turns out to be an intelligence officer in the Nazi security service, was a collaborator during the German occupation of Lithuania, and so it goes on. I mean, it's incredible. This art collector died in the 1980s, so a good, you know, four decades ago. But in the meantime, all this has come out, and they're going to be doing more research, etc. And as I say, rooms in the art gallery named after him. The man has been revered in this area as, quote-unquote, the ultimate migrant success story. But maybe not so much.
Wow. But it's interesting because what is, and I'm not saying, of course, we shouldn't look into it, but given the fact that he's no longer around, I guess the value here and why it's important is not to have his name all over everything, given the fact that he might have had this history.
Well, exactly right. And also, exactly right, first of all. And secondly, yes, it does beg the question, how come this history, this personal history, wasn't uncovered at the time of his application, and he clearly did a successful job in concealing his past and his past connections to the SS, if indeed it's proven that he actually was a member of this, and it's certainly looking like it, judging by the research. But also, I guess it also makes the point that, you know, there is no statute of limitations on these horrendous war crimes. And so, interestingly, though, his name did not appear. Yeah, his name did not appear on a list of Lithuanian success, which is compiled by Ephraim Zura, who's known as the Nazi hunter, the Simon Wiesenthal hunter, because our local professor, Chris, consulted Ephraim Zura, and Ephraim Zura did not have this person's name. So he obviously did a good job in concealing his past identity.
Right, right. Absolutely fascinating that we still are dealing with some of these things, and I think we'll continue to do so for a very, very long time.
Indeed, and in fact, some years ago, a local resident historian, a man named Mark Aaron, published a book called War Criminals Among Us, and where he wrote about Nazis who managed to smuggle their way into this country by taking on false identities, etc., and picking up new identities. And over the time, there have been 3 trials of alleged Nazi war criminals. All of them were acquitted for lack of evidence. And so clearly people have managed to come into this country, you know, in the post-World War II year.
Absolutely phenomenal. And as much as Australia was a place for refuge for survivors, clearly it was a refuge for others as well, which is something that needs, that is being dealt with. Former Springbok grandson, selected for Australian Youth Championships. Tell us about this.
This is a great story. So a man named Frank Finkelson, who was a Springbok baseballer way back when in the early 1970s, so we're talking 50 years ago, and his son, Gavin Finkelson, immigrated to this country. Gavin went on to represent Australia's 3 baseball world championships, and most importantly, the 2004 Athens Olympics, where Australia, amazingly, won the silver medal, because Australia is not a great baseballing country. Yet Australia won silver medal at the 2004 Olympics, and Gavin Finkelson was a part of that team. Now Gavin's son, the grandson of the former Springbok, he's a 15-year-old kid, goes to Moriah College, and he's been picked for the New South Wales under-16 squad, which will play at the National Australian Baseball Championships. So it's a fabulous story of a family, you know, a family tradition, and the grandfather, Frank, who lives here too now, goes to his grandson's match every weekend. So grandfather, Springbok, son played for Australia and won a gold medal, and won a bronze medal at the Olympics. Silver medalist in Olympics, and now the grandson has just been picked for New South Wales under 16. So it's a fabulous family tradition and a very proud family tradition.
Absolutely wonderful, Vic Aladev. Thank you. As always, that is Vic Aladev. We normally chat to him on a Tuesday. This week we're speaking to him on a Monday. Unfortunately, he wasn't able to speak to us on Tuesday, but we didn't want to miss out on our Australian report.